Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Interim Police Chief Merle Harpham announced yesterday that the department is expanding the Problem-Oriented Policing Unit, or the POP team, with an investigator who will focus on reducing problems that result in recurrent criminal activity or have created nuisance at various locations within the city. The investigator will serve with the POP team, but will focus on neighborhood problems like homeless camps, abandoned vehicles, illegal trash dumping, and identifying drug and grow houses that aren't always the top priority of patrol-based responses. The officer will also be responsible for enforcing the city's medical cannabis ordinance and will work with neighborhood organizations to reduce crime and address community concerns. EPD made the move because of the return of 3 full-time officers from the military duty overseas, increasing staffing and allowing for the POP position to be filled. The extra support could go a long way. Harpham reports seeing a big increase in burglaries, not necessarily in homes, but in cars.
We're having a huge rash of car burglaries. Well, a lot of them aren't burglaries, they're entries. You know, the doors are unlocked, taking what they see there. And we've had a huge increase in that, and a huge increase in the last 3 or 4 months in car thefts.
Please remember that locking your car door when you're not around is the first step for keeping your property safe. Again this week, a small craft advisory is in effect for the waters off Eureka. A long period west swell will peak this morning and then slowly subside into tonight. Storm system will bring southerly winds and rain showers to areas north of Cape Mendocino this morning. Winds will also diminish through the afternoon. Last week, the state legislature overwhelmingly passed Senate Bill 81 that would overturn a triggered budget cut that took away almost $250 million in transportation funding for rural school districts. Local lawmakers, including both Assemblyman Wes Chesbro and Senator Noreen Evans, backed the bill and spoke of meeting with hundreds of residents from southern Humboldt who made the trip down to Sacramento to lobby lawmakers in person. The bill has yet to be signed into law by the governor, and time is getting tight for school districts. A deadline is looming, particularly in southern Humboldt, where the school district was forced to make plans to lay off bus drivers and other employees due to the cuts. More KINS news after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer Joaquin Freixas of Swanland's Cameron.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank since 2008. Swanland's is a locally owned business, and I like to deal with a local bank because it helps support the community. The atmosphere at Redwood Capital Bank is warm and friendly, and the staff gets to know you. It's great to be a little part of it.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yesterday, Fortuna Police deployed several extra officers within the city under a special traffic enforcement grant. The officers were stationed at several intersections throughout Fortuna. Drivers found committing violations such as failing to stop at a stop sign or red light were issued citations and or counseled on their driving behavior. The day's enforcement effort also resulted in the arrest of one driver for driving without a driver's license. The program is funded by a grant from the California Office of Traffic Safety. Caltrans has scheduled 2 public meetings for next week to gather public input into 2 major traffic projects. Wednesday, the 15th, Caltrans staffers will host a public forum in Manila at the Community Center from 4:30 until 6:30 in the evening. Caltrans is asking for the public's input for a feasibility study of improvements made to Highway 255 between Eureka and Arcata. The next day, another meeting will be held at the Wharfinger Building in Eureka, again from 4:30 to 6:30, gathering input about a proposed project to make improvements to Highway 101 between Kmart and the division of 4th and 5th Streets. At both events, Caltrans staff will be on hand answering questions, providing information to the public about the projects and their status. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.